throwing temper down about my STD. In the beginning, we both opened our truth box. I have three daughters, was my truth, and hers was that she got herpes from her ex-boyfriend years ago. She promised me that she would try her hardest not to let me get it. We had sex with a condom and sometimes without, because we were working to try to have a child. When she had an outbreak, we didn't have sex for 2 weeks or even longer, especially when she felt an outbreak was going to occur. A year later, when I came home, I noticed something physically different about me on my private parts. And yes, it was confirmed. She thought I wanted to kill her the way I responded, even leave her. So I had days where I could not bear to be around her or other people because I was having outbreaks. We started having a lot of differences. And on top of that, she knocked my manhood many times, like all I am is a computer guy. Years later, now, I have not had sex with her for 5 years, and she never pressed the issue, like if you feeling frisky, jump on board, in parentheses, but I was sexually not attracted to her because of the STD. She involved herself with a contractor who worked on our house. Just after 7 years of living together, I was going to get engaged to this woman who pretty much ended my life if I was single. She told all my friends it was my fault, and none of my friends reached out to me and asked how I was. I now find it hard to begin another relationship because starting over is a bummer, and second, I carry the luggage she gave me, which now I can only imagine the reactions I would get from women when I disclose the STD I got from my ex. The thing that bothers me is she cheated on me with some guy who I've seen even in my house. Well, where I used to live. And I've been prepping myself for if and when I run into him. She attends my church, which I want her to find another, and don't bring that guy. For she even lied to my personal friend and archbishop about her relationship with the contractor. This is how he signed it. Mr. Finding it hard to forgive that easily and living with an STD.
All right, cool. All right, let me just go on this. So we had a letter like this before, and y'all got mad at Shirley about the way she answered it. So I'm answering the letter. Get your ink pens and your typewriters ready and go on, get ready to start typing. You know, get the kids out or whatever you need, precautions.
What?
What?
I don't know how to do this.
Disclaimer.
You're going to write the letter in about it. So now here we go.
Right,
Steve handling it his way.
All right.
In the beginning, we both opened our truth box. This is a man writing. Mm-hmm. He admitted to the woman that he had three daughters. That was my truth. And hers was she got herpes from her ex-boyfriend years ago. Mm-hmm. She promised me that she would try her hardest not to let me get it. We had sex with a condom and sometimes without. Cause we was working on trying to have a child together. Hold up, dog. She promised you that she would try her hardest not to let you get it. So you didn't participate in the promise? You ain't got nothing to do with the promise? It's all on her? You going in there, you naked, raw dogging, and you sitting up in here now, you got it. Now you got a problem, and what the hell is the surprise at?
She's trying to have a baby.
Dog,
you have a baby.
Without a condom. Now, because we working on having a condom, when she had an outbreak, we didn't have sex for 2 weeks or even longer, especially when she felt an outbreak was about to occur. A year later, when I came home, I noticed something physically different about me on my private parts. Okay.
Wow.
I don't know what that was.
Okay.
Little unevenness. Any bumpy, lumpy.
Okay.
It don't smooth out.
We get it.
I like it smooth. I can't have nothing shifted over. See, now last time y'all emailed Shirley, I told you right now, don't email me because you wrote me about it. Now I'm just talking about you noticed something about yourself. Feel what? Once it ain't lit, I'm scared to death.
He wants your advice. He wants your advice.
Okay. Well, I'm finna tell him something.
Okay.
Anyway. Yes, it was confirmed. She thought I wanted to kill her the way I responded. So I had days before I would not bear to be around her or other people because I was having outbreaks. Okay, you have no condom on.
Bear.
What
keyword?
What you mad at her for?
Right.
You no condom, man. The responsibility. She was honest with you at the beginning and informed you in the truth box.
Uh-huh. You're right.
That's everybody's responsibility at that point. It's not hers. And then you sitting up here and talking about, I have not had sex with her for 5 years and she never pressed the issue.
Years.
Like if you feeling frisky, jump on board. But I was not sexually attracted to her because of the STD. All right, I got all that right there. But you ought to be disappointed in yourself. Yeah. Yeah. Talk, she told all my friends it was my fault. None of my friends reached out to ask me how I was.
Because
the hell ain't nothing wrong with you, dog. You know how you are. You dated the woman. She told you up front, honestly. You went in without any protection. Now you have it, too. Dog.
I have three kids.
It's not a death sentence.
Mm-hmm. No, he's not dying, dog.
It's not a death sentence, man. It can be lived with and handled and get it under control to a degree. But this is not a death sentence, man. That's the sad part about it.
You 5 years, like, over.
He's blamed her for 5 years.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.